أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين فإنه خير ناصر ومعين. Today is 22nd December 2009 and tonight's fifth night of Muharram or sixth?
Fifth night
of Muharram 1431. We are having session number 4 on understanding or tafsir of hadith of nafs of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which inshallah this will lead us to higher ma'arif. And I spoke to you about three different souls, right? I don't want to go to all those again. And do we have anyone new today for the first time? Anyone else in the back, in the ladies? Okay, that's fine. So, no, that's fine, it's okay, just I want to know. So Imam alayhi salam had said there are four types of nafs. We have four nafs, four levels of nafs in us. One was plant nafs, nafs of the plant, Ja'far. The second one was the nafs of the Ahsan, Hissiyatul Haywaniyah or animalistic. The third one was Ahsan, nafs natiqatul qudsiyah. And what was natiqa means? Natiqatul qudsiyah. Ahsan, intellectual and the old divine intellectual. So the fourth nafs was universe, divine universal, kulliyatul ilahiyah. And if you remember, I'm hoping that you are so much better than me, all of you. When you have gone home, you have at least have cried for yourself 1 hour because for what I explained about nafs natiqa qudsiyah. Did anyone cry last night when you went home? Did you? No, honestly, did you? I can see from your laughter now that you have really cried last night. So, very good. It just means you are not thick-skinned as we are. And no, it's very important. It's very important. These are not, I may sound a little bit of joking about it, but it is serious that we, when we see that we have so much distance yet to on the path of acquiring the nafs of human being, we have to be really saddened. But the good thing about you all is you're all young. You all have the time. It's just your time to start. Some of you, like Brother Sajid, is too old. Sorry. He's in the middle.
I'm a fool.
And you too. So you too, you're almost finished. No hope. But no, alhamdulillah, you all have time for it. Before, you all know that before the age of 40 is really the time of building up. Because at the age of 40, there is a particularity about the nafs which it firms up, and that's why becomes difficult for people to lose their habits. It's difficult to gain new habits. It's not impossible, but it's much more difficult. And this all goes back to that very fact that I have told you. I have spoken very briefly about it. The issue of potentiality and actuality. Because you remember potentiality and actuality? You all understand that ability to become something at the younger age. Bar Muhammad or Muhammad Salawat. Okay, so we said and we learned that what is potentiality? Potentiality is that ability to learn or to become something. And I gave the example of in a seed that we plant. In the seed there is potentially in a seed there is a tree because it can become a tree. So, but it's not actual yet. When you look at the seed, do you see the tree in it? But you do know that tree exists in it, potentially. So that's very, understanding of potential and actuality is very important for a lot of other ma'arif. So when we are young, because there is more potentiality and less actuality, so it's much easier. It's like, imagine you are, we have wax and we are making with wax things. But that wax is Imagine that's potentiality. So there's so much wax here, you can just take and make whatever you want with it. But once you make these waxes and put aside, gradually there will be little wax left in the jar. So that is the example of me. My potentiality is very little because of my age. So there is little wax in me that I can, that means there is only little that I can change in myself. I have made most of what I could have made of myself. So because you are young, you have got all that potentiality to do whatever you want and to acquire all those souls that you have, the soul of divine intellectual soul or intellectual divine soul. So the main thing is a will and irada that you learn what you lack, and then you go after it, try to acquire it. So I go to the next nafs that Imam Ali alayhi salam explained, but do not expect to understand too much of this. It is really, I mean, if I want to open it up, we need good 100 hours, I have to tell you, 100 hours of prerequisitive knowledge so that we can open up this part. So it just suffice to, I give you a very brief meaning of it and a pass. But it's very interesting. It is very interesting. Imam Ali Salam, for the fourth nafs, when Kumail says, فَقَالَ كُمَيْلْ مَنْ نَفْسُ الْإِلَهِيَّةُ الْمَلِكُوتِيَّةِ الْكُلِّيَّةِ Right? What is that nafs of universal and divine and malakuti? That's the same divine. Imam Ali Salam, is there anything I have to say as well?
No.
Okay. No. Say? فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ قُوَّةٌ. This is about that fourth nafs. That's the highest, most top type of nafs. Imam says, قُوَّةٌ لَاهُوتِيَّ. You remember all what was لَاهُوتِيَّ? لَاهُوت means something divine, coming from the neighborhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this nafs also is, comes from very neighborhood of Allah. It's so close, that nafs has got so much sacredness, it's so muqaddas. That nafs. Oh, Sajid. And he says, بَجَوْهَرَةٌ بَسِيطٌ. Basit, what is basit? Basit means things which are indivisible or indivisible. Like ruh. You know, all of us, we have got soul. Our ruh or our soul, is it dividable? Can we divide it? Can you divide my soul and say, this is this part of Amu Basam's soul and this is the other part of Amu Basam's soul? It's not possible. So that reality is called basit or besatat. That means that nafs that we are talking is all also basit. Means not divisible. Hayyatun bizzat means by intrinsically it is alive, that nafs. The other nafses are not by essence, are not hayat, are not alive. Hayat is given to them. But this nafs that we are talking, it has got hayat by itself. It is within, hayat or life is within that nafs. So, and then, very interesting, asluha aql. Remember in the all other souls, we said, the origin of those ones, like the origin of nafs al-haywani, animalistic soul, was what? Do you remember?
Galaxy.
Ahsan, aflak, or galaxies. What was the origin of the soul of the plant?
Water, soil.
Yeah, those four elements. And what was the origin of the soul of nafs, not intellectual? No, the origin of it. Did it say about origin?
Knowledge.
No, it was. Did it say about?
That's the
job. Yeah, it doesn't. This for that one, it has not said anything about origin. It has not said anything about origin. So it says the residence of it in is ulumul halqiyah. But for this, Imam says origin of it is intellect. Aql. It is made purely from aql. But of course, Don't take it. It is my aql, your aql, his aql. Our aql is aql juz'i. Our aql is, let's say, our aql is little aql, a small aql. This is about the universal aql of the whole creation. Okay? Do you follow? I don't stay on this too long because this is too difficult. And if I want to open it up, it takes up all the time. So we go to the easier. So the origin of that nafs malakutiyya, which is divine, kulli and universal, is from intellect, pure intellect. And then it says, "Auduha ilayhi." Then that nafs one goes. You remember when before the other souls, we said the other souls goes back to their origin. Plantic souls goes back to four elements. Animalistic soul goes back to galaxies. And what was the
neighborhood
of Allah? And this soul, when dies separate from the body, goes back to where? Goes back to aql. This soul, this nafs al-malakutiyyatul kulliyatul ilahiyya, divine and universal soul, when we die, it goes back to aql, goes back to intellect, because it has come from intellect. And then it says, but of course it says, اِذَا كَمُلَتْ وَشَابَتْ, when it perfects, it must perfect itself so that it can go back to aql. I tell you, a shivering part of it, which you do not, may not understand, but I say it anyway, it is a back-breaking part. I usually call it, مِنْهَا بَدَتِ الْمَوْجُودَاتِ. From that soul, all other creation is made. From that soul. Okay? وَإِلَيْهَا تَعُودُ بِالْكَمَالِ. And after this, it goes back to where? To aql. Okay. Basically, let me tell you what this soul was. This soul is the soul of Ma'asum. It's not my soul and your soul. Because after that, see what it says after that. It says that soul is, I cannot translate this part. But I'm sure you all must have heard it in du'as. And that soul says, Hiya Zatul Ulya, Shajaratun Tuba, Sidratul Muntaha, Jannatul Ma'wa. It's all about that soul. That soul, it's not that that soul has Shajaratun Tuba. That soul is Shajaratun Tuba. That soul is Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is what? In Quran, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to Miraj, he goes to Sidratul Muntaha. And that soul is Jannatul Ma'wa. Jannatul Ma'wa is a type of heaven. We don't understand. What does that mean? Imam is heaven. What does that mean? So let's leave it for, inshallah, after 120 years of studies, we get to learn this part. And then it says, that's the important part. I want you to understand only this part. Whoever knows this soul, means knows Imam, lam yashqa abada, never goes to hell, or never becomes shaqi. Right? And whoever, man hahilaha dhalla wa ghawa, whoever abandoned that soul, that Imam, do not know Imam, do not go to his Imam, he ends up in Jahannam. So I don't want to really talk about this more. I can see you have all lost your attention and focus, and you are nearly falling to sleep. But let me continue.
Can you repeat the last part?
The last part I said, هي ذات الأولياء وشجرة توبا وسدرة المنتهى وجنة المأوى ومن عرفها لم يشق أبدا. I can write it for you later.
English translation, if you can tell me.
It's difficult. Oh, it's English translation. I said, whoever knows that soul, he never ends up shaqi. And whoever does not know, he ends up shaqi.
So even not awliya Allah fits into the universe.
To that, no. From what I understand, because awliya Allah are not Jannatul Ma'wa, they are not Shajaratun Tuba. They get very close to it, but this is particular about Imam.
Can I say something?
Yes?
Just to answer a question, you correct me if I'm wrong. Even in the prophets, this is my reading and I can quote your book, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is the closest that humankind can achieve. Beyond that is the soul that Abai Basram is talking about. Aima, it's exclusively for the Aima and for the Prophet. Am I correct?
I did not understand exactly whether you meant Hazrat Musa is closer than all masumins to Allah.
Okay. Hazrat Musa is the ultimate that a human soul can achieve, the level of Hazrat Musa.
Okay.
But the soul that you're talking about is the soul
of 14 masumins.
Of the 14 masumins, and that neighborhood or that closeness of Allah is exclusive for the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
I mean, it's not for human.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
So Afghanistan can reach to the level of Prophet Musa.
Yes.
Oh. I know this hadith that ulama'i ummati afzalu min ba'zil anbiya'il bani Israel. But whether that means Hazrat Musa, I doubt it. Personally, I doubt it. If any awliya can get closer than Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Musa was ulul azm. I don't know, but I cannot say for 100%. But let me continue, okay? Please. No, that's what. Question after this. But okay, now I go back to the frequency that we were talking yesterday and the last 2-3 days. So you remember we spoke about nafs-e haywani, right? You remember I spoke yesterday about that these 5 senses are working for the nafs-e haywani, right? And I spoke to you about nafs-e insani, the soul of human being, right? You all put this together. Basically, what are those things? What those things means? Those things means that insan, human being, has got 2 sets of particularities in it. One is instincts and gharaiz. You understand instinct?
No.
No? Desires. Understand that? A set of desires that comes from our animalistic soul and a set of what is called fitrat. You all understand fitrat? No? Fitrat is all those good things that Allah has put in us potentially. It is only ability. So when a baby is born, he is not generous. When a baby is born, he is not religious. So it is only an ability. He can become a generous person. He can or she can become a religious person. She can become all those good attributes that you can think. They are all set up potential.